The Vale of York hoard makes it clear that Viking England did indeed operate on a transcontinental scale. Here is a dirham from Samarkand, and there are other Islamic coins from Central Asia. Like York, Kiev was a great Viking city, and there merchants from Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan traded their goods via Russia and the Baltic to the whole of Northern Europe. In the process, the people around Kiev became very rich. An Arab merchant of the time describes them making neck rings for their wives by melting down the gold and silver coins they'd amassed from trade.
Round her neck, she wears gold or silver rings. When a man amasses 10,000 dirhams, he makes his wife one ring. When he has 20,000, he makes two. And often, a woman has many of these rings.
And indeed, there's a fragment of one of these Russian rings in the hoard. Although Kiev and York were both Viking cities, contact between them would only very rarely have been direct. Normally, the trade route would be constructed through a series of relays, with spices and silver coins and jewellery moving north, as amber and fur moved in the other direction. And at every stage, there would be a profit. But this trade route also carried the dark side of the Vikings' reputation. All through Eastern Europe, the Vikings captured people to sell as slaves in the great market of Kiev, which explains why in so many European languages, the words for slave and Slav are to this day still so closely connected.